Sophia Minard.
And that right there means baseball at its best.
And now, leading off for your Milwaukee Brewer,
Valley Sports Wisconsin, Sophia Minard. Sophia Minard on Homer and Tony is brought to you by Century Foods. Enter Century Foods' Ultimate Baseball Fan Sweepstakes for the chance to win great experiences at American Family Field this season. Return the filled-out entry form to Century Foods by May 18th.
Sophia Minard's on every other week or whenever she can fit us in. She's in the Jason Wilde, Tim Van Boren, Zora Stevenson. Whenever she wants to do it, she can do it. Good afternoon, Sophia.
Hi, guys.
Just
How's it going?
Just as long as she does it. Quit ducking us, Sophia.
I can't control Tony.
It's been an odd week.
My what question happened? Is always...
Wait, what's the odd week, Sophia? What's going on?
Well, you know, it's just we had a bunch of day games in a row, and then a home opener, and then a night game, and now, you know, today a getaway day. So I'm just glad that you showed up, Tony.
I actually thought about not showing up.
You got any more, Sophia? Go after him. Get him. I'll just sit back.
No, that's all I got. I'm just happy that Tony could, you know, fit it in with his golf schedule.
Yes, my golf schedule is heavy, and it's going to get heavier.
Pebble, make sure to have this on the intro for tomorrow.
Yes.
Sophia, tell us
what's up with the crew this year? Tell us about them.
Well, we're just getting started.
You know, what should we be looking forward to? I heard they got some better pitching this year, some hitting. Mm-hmm. They got it all this year.
They're the heavy favorite to win the division like I can never remember. Can you remember, Sophia, ever where they were this favorite?
No, I think you're right on that, you know, and I think they've earned that, you know, just with how they've played the last couple of years and being in the postseason four straight years. That's something that the organization has never done. And they've earned, you know, they've kind of earned those expectations. I don't think they're going to surprise anyone with the pitching staff that they have. You know, the rotation is the same. You're adding Aaron Ashby. The bullpen core is pretty much the same. You know, there's going to be turnover in that group, but there's no doubt that the pitching staff and the defense is the strength of this team. And then, you know, you've got a couple of new additions in the lineup, and Andrew McCutchen is off to a fabulous start, I think, as good as advertised and as much as you could ask for in that designated hitter spot. So there's a lot of reasons why those expectations are there, and I think a lot of reasons why fans should be optimistic about this year.
How was McCutchen available in the sense of where he's viewed at relative to his career?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I think we're going to be talking about this a lot during the season of just the impact and the value he's going to give for this team. You know, he is 35 years old, and he's been in the league a long time, and I don't think you need to remind Brewers fans what he did against them as a Pirate for as many years as he was in the division and how well he has hit in his career in Milwaukee. It just seems like he's been one of those Brewers killers in the past. But he, you know, I think he was kind of a victim of the lockout, you know. I think he was going into free agency. His contract was up with the Philadelphia Phillies. And then, you know, the lockout happened. He probably would have signed earlier. And I think everyone was waiting for confirmation that there would be a DH in both leagues. So I think he was just kind of a victim of circumstances. But, you know, per usual, you know, David Stearns and company, they jump on these kinds of players and these kinds of opportunities to add players like him. And he's just been a perfect fit. It just felt like even the first couple of days of spring training when he joined the team, it just felt natural, felt like a good fit. He fit in really well with everybody in the clubhouse. And then, you know, the results kind of speak for themselves.
Talking with Sophia Minard, I could lead every time we talk with, give me the latest on Christian Yelich and how he is playing, where he's at, and this will be no different. What's your update on what everybody, including Christian Yelich, is thinking about his hitting, even though it's so, so early?
Yeah, I think that's the first part of it. It is so, so, so early. We're not even a week into this, but I do think, you know, the early results have been good for him. You know, he had a double last night that was hit, I think, at 110 miles per hour and maybe a foot or two shy of being a home run. You know, it was exactly the kind of classic Christian Yelich at bat and swing that we were used to seeing from him in 18 and 19. And he's actually had a lot of hard contact, more than what we saw at the early part of last year when he was dealing with the back injury and had to spend a lot of time on the IL. So I think he's coming into a good place. I think he's had good at-bats here to start. And, you know, I think overall it's a good place for him to start the season.
What is he saying? Or is he just moved on since he's been asked for over, I don't know how long now?
He's not saying much about how it's gone the last couple of days. I think he is really hard on himself. He has really high expectations. So he's always looking to get better and get things right and get the feeling that he wants at the plate. I think he's very much aware of what the expectations are around him and what the narrative has been around him, you know, in the last two seasons, really. But I think most importantly, he feels healthy. He is getting some good results right now, so there are some positive things for him to build off of.
And now you can tell us about any of the newest members of the team. You mentioned McCutchen, but you are much, much, much closer than any of us. So give us one new player that you would want us to focus, notice, for whatever reason.
Well, McCutchen would have been my first choice.
Yeah.
He's just kind of the energy he brings. I was on the show this morning with Jen and Chewy, and it's an energy that's like really unique to him. It's not like the boisterous energy that you see from like Willy Adames. You know, it's not a vocal energy, but there's just like a steadiness to him and a confidence to him that's really cool, and I think it's really rubbing off on some of the rest of the guys on the team here, but. In terms of other new additions, there haven't been a lot.
All right, Renfro. Then give me a little Renfro.
Well, I was actually going to say Mike Brasso.
Oh, okay. The guy from Munster, Indiana, right,
Munster,
I think.
Munster, Indiana, yep. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, it was a really cool moment for him over the weekend to be able to play at Wrigley for the first time. And we were getting to know him at spring training. And, you know, he's a classic profile of what the Brewers love. You know, he was undrafted. He really worked his way up the minor leagues, broke through with Tampa Bay, had delivered some big moments for them in the postseason. He's a versatile infielder, you know, right-handed bat. So I think he fits the profile of everything that the Brewers like. But, you know, really cool moment for him to have the pinch hit home run at Wrigley. And when I was asking Willy Adames about him, who played with him in Tampa, you know, the first thing that Willie said is like, man, this kid, he's loud, he's energetic, you know, he's going to bring a lot to this clubhouse. And I was thinking to myself, like, if Willie is saying that, you know, that's got to mean something. So he's definitely backed that up. He's been a really good presence so far.
Talking with Sophia Minard, normally it'll be Pebble. When is Sophia? It's whenever she wants to do it, right?
We have her every other week starting this week, so she won't be with us next week, but the following week.
Whenever she wants to do
on it. On Tuesday.
Yeah. And what did you say about Tony? You were happy, because I want to make sure we have it to leave the show.
Sure we have it. She said nothing
about
that.
I'm just happy that he could work around his golf schedule.
And fit us in.
Because I know it's priority. This is the time of year when, like, golf is priority number one, mm-hmm. and work is priority number two. I'm
glad you are recognizing.
And he eats somewhere in between.
Thank Vegan. You very much.
Vegan diet. Keep it clean.
Thank you very much.
Well put. You'll be in the intro many days now over the next time. We're all happy. In Tony's life, we're all happy to be number two.
Where were you
right?
At the Marquette banquet, Sophia? I didn't see you there.
She was on the road with the team.
I'm in Baltimore, Tony. But
yeah.
I'm sorry.
You got to skip a game for
that. No. Well,
it is. You got to skip a game for that.
No. She should have a private jet.
That's right.
That can push it whenever she.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
hey, I got to be here. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go and ask Marquette about that.
Well, it doesn't have to be Marquette. We just have to. We have to find the right person. We'll work on that. That's the goal. But we are all happy to be.
If Tony puts in the request, it might work.
What?
If Tony puts in the request, it might work. He's got a lot of pull around there.
Totally. Yeah. But again, they have to be second best too. Now, everybody, we're just happy to be second best, right? In his life.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the only option we have.
Yeah. Just keep going. You can come on and talk about that whenever you want, Sophia.
That option is slipping away.
We're moving to third. We're dipping to third.
Slowly moving to third.
Thanks, Sophia.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great
Sophia
day.
Sophia Minard, are you a better guesser? Caller number 4, 1-800-990-3776, a division of Old National Bank, the first Midwest Bank talk and text line. Caller 4,